have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for. bless your name, Jesus.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah, I was created for. We were created for worship. Amen. We were created to Shabbat, our awesome God. We were created to lift up his name and exalt his name, and that is exactly what we do here on Shabbat Saturday in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word says that we were created to worship him. In Revelation 4:11, it even says specifically, worthy are you, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you, referring to the Lord, created all things, and by your will, not our will, but by your will, they exist and were created. We were created for worship. Amen. We were created to be his voice in this nation, in the name of Jesus, to be his ambassadors and his representatives. And so we come here every Saturday, here on Shabbat Saturday, to do just that. And today, we worship him and adore him. We praise him. We extol his name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Because great is the Lord and most worthy of praise is our God. I'm telling you, his greatness is unfathomable. If no one can fathom from one generation to another, they will commend his works. Amen is what the scripture says in Jesus' name. So hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one. I am excited. I have a personal testimony. I was in a bit of a state. Amen. I had this agonizing throbbing and pinging in my head that I've never ever experienced before, and I understand it's because we're having some very weighty conversations about faith in this hour that is so important to the body of Christ. But I shared with the woman of God that will be with us today, you know what, I'm just going to sit myself down and be still and begin to just listen to the word of God and just meditate on the word of God and repeat the word of God to myself concerning this body. Amen. And behold, I am here. I praise the Lord that I don't have a headache. Amen. I mean, it was just out of this world, and I thought that I would have to cancel, but I praise God for his word, and I praise God that he is faithful. Hallelujah. My God, today we were created for worship, and we were created to give thanks to the Lord and to call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people with a resounding Shabbat here on Shabbat Saturday in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Westbrook, and that's what we do. As I always say, listen, there is indeed a great shaking in the heavenly realms going on, people of God. Chaos is around us. But, you know, the word says that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more so. And just look around you. And we have been given the authority to speak and say something to all of this madness in the name of Jesus. And because we have the authority, because we have the power and the authority and the ability and the legislative right and, oh my God, from Jesus himself, amen, we can decree a thing and so it shall be established. So we Shabbat our awesome God, and I want to encourage you, our listening audience, on today, because this day, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has created and made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, today on Shabbat Saturday, we are so honored to have Evangelist Melissa Ross with us. Amen. Woman of God, are you here on the call?
I'm here.
Woman of God, Melissa. Okay, woman of God, I'm going to have you pray us in and go forth in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. I just want to say thank you to Apostle John. You know, this topic, this conversation is so important, and this time where God is wanting us to increase our faith. So I just pray right now, Lord God, that you have your way today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Apostle, for the broadcast, Kimmy. I thank you for those that are coming on and listening to this, or those that will listen to this later, Father God. I just pray that you give them ears to hear and a heart to receive, Father God. As you have laid it upon our hearts to, Father God, to bring awareness to the faith that we must have to walk in the days ahead, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, that your word is yes and amen, and it does not return void, Father God. And we just give you glory and honor today. Father God, I pray that you just touch me, Father God, as I bring forth this message on faith today. In all things, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For those that were listening to us last week, you know, we're going to pick up on some of this faith. You know, I've had an opportunity over the past few years to take some teachings and studies. So I pulled some of those notes today and that I just wanted to share with you on faith. And those that didn't hear last week's broadcast, it is out there on our timelines and things, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. But I am going to just kind of jump right in here. Pull my notes up here. You know, many people, many Christians know the word of God, but have little faith. It's not what you know, but what you believe. Now, faith can heal the sick. Faith can bring deliverance. Faith can move mountains. But you cannot have faith and doubt. They cannot coexist in the kingdom of God. You know, doubt is the opposite of faith, and doubt cannot inhabit where faith exists. According to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, God calls us to live a life of faith and trust, to never doubt. Disbelief and doubt come from fear. And fear paralyzes and restricts and prevents us from doing what we need to do for the kingdom of God. God does not want us to live with any fear whatsoever, like even a little bit. For example, you know, someone told me, like, a little bit of dirt makes water undrinkable. So one drop of doubt can also make our faith weak and ineffective. God encourages us to walk by faith and leave living by sight behind. There should not be any room in our hearts for doubt. Either we must believe God's word and what he speaks over us. The truth is that when we have faith, all things are possible. I believe that's in John 10:9. Jesus is calling us to cast out doubt and to embrace faith to such a degree that we can move mountains. And this includes mountains of fear, discouragement, rejection, hopelessness. So I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here too. James 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Matthew 21:21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also He shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. There are many scriptures about faith and doubt, and these are only a couple of them. So when we don't doubt, great things can happen, can be moved. It is such an important concept that the Lord repeats it multiple times so that we get the point. We should not have any doubt in our hearts or in our lives. We should have faith and belief, though, because then we will be unstoppable for the kingdom of God. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will therefore that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. This was the Apostle Paul's prayer and desire for Christians everywhere, that their lives would be full of prayer and worship so that there is no room for wrath or doubting. His heart for us is that we would be faith-filled worshipers that are passionate for our God and King, because he knows that we will then live an abundant joyous, I can't even speak now, and a purposeful life. We have all felt like the Father, like Jesus was talking to in Mark 9:24, who cried out, when that father cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. That is in the scripture where the man, you know, Jesus had asked him, you know, do you believe? And he says, I believe, but help my unbelief. There are points in our lives when our faith is strong and we believe without a doubt. But then we also have times where doubt creeps in and we cry out to the Lord to help our unbelief. And the good news is that God answers prayers, and he wants us to have faith. In fact, he commands us to, not to doubt, but believe, because he knows how much more abundant our lives will be when we are full of faith. You know, as we were talking last Saturday, you know, faith is the, you know, is the foundation of all things spiritual. But faith also, we need to speak the word of God. Faith can't just be in our hearts. It needs to be in our mouth as well. The voice of faith is you voicing the word of God in the earth. It is the voicing of the promise of God over your problems, over every aspect of your life. It is speaking the promised word to your mountain. The voice of faith is the voice of victory and dominion. You see, God's plan of dominion in the earth is through the voice of faith, which is calling those things which be not as though they were, in Romans 4:17, it comes from the spirit of faith, which always receives and takes dominion in the name of Jesus. Your voice is the bridge between the natural and the supernatural. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore the word is nay thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. One of the fundamental understandings we must possess to be effective in faith is we must realize that faith must be, as I mentioned, in two places, in your heart and in your mouth. It's not enough to be in your heart. It has to also got to be put in your mouth. With your heart, you believe, and with your mouth, your voice or confess the promises of God. Paul declared that the spirit of faith believes in his and has a voice. Paul said, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Anything that speaks has a voice. Faith is not complete if you only believe. You must add your voice to your belief. To do anything, faith needs a voice. In the beginning, this world was created by the voice of faith. Genesis 1:1-3, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Through faith, we understand that the world framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. In another translation of that, it says, it is by faith that we understand that the universe was constructed by the word of God, for the seen had to take its origin from the unseen. So with that, God's voice of faith was the constructor of the universe. His voice of faith gave organs to all that became seen. So I want you to understand that the organs to all that became seen came through the mouth of God. The Spirit of God was hovering over the earth, but nothing happened until God spoke. If God did not speak, the Spirit would still be hovering today. God himself operates through the voice of faith. And when Jesus was on the earth, he operated likewise. He voiced his faith to the storms, to the seas, to the fig trees, to sickness, to death, to deformities. Have you noticed when God spoke in Genesis, the Spirit moved. And when Jesus voiced his faith, heaven backed him up. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and it thou be cast in the sea, and it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. The moment you begin to voice your faith, heaven will move on your behalf. Never hesitate to voice your faith in the midst of adverse circumstances. You know, the devil would love for you to keep quiet because he knows that if you voice what God has already spoken about your situation, it will drive him out. Sickness will be cast out. Depression will leave. Failure will be a thing of the past. Dominion and power will be a lifestyle. So we have to, you know, faith is not just, you know, believing, but it's also an action. And, you know, we need to speak the word of God over our circumstances. You know, people have laughed at me. I'll begin to, you know, I declare scriptures and word over my life. But, you know, God's word is a living word. It's a living word. And we need to speak it and declare it over our life. You know, sometimes when I pray, I remind God of his word. I was like, your word says, Father God, that, you know, that my life was meant to be prosperous. My life was, you know, I declare those things over my life. And we have to believe and have faith in what we're saying. it's a two-part thing there. You know, I had a chance and an opportunity, you know, to listen to a message one time by Pastor Mignon, and he is from Portatoring the Glory International Church, and he made a statement about faith that made so much sense when he said it. He said, defines the individual. The individual don't define faith. And I was like, wow, what a powerful statement and how true that is. But then he went on to say to walk blameless, walk in faithfulness, and when you understand your purpose in life, you will live a selfless life. Remember, it's not about you. It's about a kingdom, his kingdom, to be committed to the church of God, not of man. Faith has to be the center of our foundation. It has to be the center of everything that we do for the kingdom of God. You know, I see so many people, you know, declaring that they are Christians, and, you know, but we see defeat. You know, why, you know, and it's because of that little bit of doubt that they really truly don't believe in what they're reading, what the Word of God says to them. And we had, you know, and it brings me back to when, you know, when we first become Christians and we step in and say, you know, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that he died for me and rose again, and that he is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. And it says that, you know, we believe from the beginning, saved when we accept the Lord as our Savior. So sometimes I ask, you know, why is it so easy for people to walk around in defeat, but yet we believed in the beginning of our walk with the Lord. But when sickness, we find that when sickness or death or something shakes our world, you know, something happens, it's so easy to let that little teeny bit of doubt creep in. You know, as I mentioned last Saturday that, you know, when we talked about, you know, if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, we could speak to a mountain. Well, that same size doubt, that little tiny seed, can hinder this blessing from God. I want to encourage you, everyone, to get into the scriptures and in the Bible. There are so many scriptures on faith, you know, and prayers of faith in the Bible.
Can I step in for a second?
Yes. Absolutely.
Hello, everybody. This is Elect Bishop Pointer, and I like what she said. Now, what we want to do, what we want to talk about this subject of faith. Well, first of all, every story in the Bible, every story is about faith, but we're going to the direct faith. Okay, first you got to understand faith. Faith comes by hearing. This is not, when you was in school, you learn by hearing. You learn. You didn't sit there and overtalk the teacher. You learn by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. Okay, So we're going. Faith is in the Bible 336 times. 56 times in the Old Testament. So you got 56 times in the Old Testament, and then you got. Lord, I'm trying to work things with one hand because one hand not work, but 280 times in the New Testament because faith is Jesus. Now, What we going to learn about this faith, because we got to learn this thing. If faith comes by hearing, and all those who hear, who listen to the Word of God, listen, hear. Hear. That's what faith is. It is hearing the Word of God. it develops your faith. See, the only thing, and some of you guys may get upset, boo-hoo, crying, doesn't please God. Okay, it's like when you were little, and all of a sudden you start growing up, and then all of a sudden next thing you know, this guy would sit up there, and he would keep on picking on you, but your son then got big, and he could beat the guy up. Now you're going to sit there and tell him, this time you better go fight him. I'm going to fight you. You better go fight him. Well, it's the same thing Jesus doing us. He's saying, you know, authority. I gave you authority
yes.
over the devil. Now quit running. Quit running from him. Go ahead. Now you stand up on faith. If faith, you know, because faith pleases God. It pleases him. And he said he is a rewarder to those. So he rewards you too for your faith. Okay, I'm sorry I talked too long. Let me back up.
Oh, absolutely not. Keep going.
Okay. Well, one thing about
can I
faith,
jump in here? Can I jump in here real quick? Cause
come on,
you guys,
come on with
have
it.
Touched on something. You're talking about faith and faith coming by hearing, and I'm taking notes as I'm listening to you. And I what came up was that you said that faith has a voice.
Mm. Yes.
And the word which is the voice of God, and that the Father wants us to have faith, and we can only have faith by hearing it audibly. But I don't think the hearing is not an intellectual sense. It is the hearing that our spirit man hears. Our spirit man hears that which is familiar, which is the voice of God, which is his word. And I go to the scripture that, you know, you said it, both of you, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then it goes on further to say, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. And I think about today, and you said something too just now, Elect Bishop. You said, hallelujah, that we have been given the keys. We have been given the keys and the instruction. We have the blueprint of faith. And plus, we have so many examples of those who walk this thing out for us so that it would not be a great leap for us. I think the problem is the capacity of, or rather the ability of our spirit man being able to receive that which we hear. And last week, we talked about the importance of having relationship in order that you can hear. The scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. So it's important that we're hearing the word of God and not the voice of a stranger, the voice of a heralding, amen, the voice of a false prophet. But that we're truly hearing the word of God, because it is the word, and you said this last week and even today, that it is effective, Evangelist Melissa. It is effective. It is at work in us. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, my God. So that means that it's a change agent. I'm getting excited. It's able to change situations. I mean, I'm a personal testimony. It changed my situation. It changed my, it made my physical man line up with the word of God, that I walk in divine health and healing. Migraines, oh my God, are not my portion. I'm not supposed to be suffering with migraines that are trying to fog my thinking and come against me and oppress me. That is not the will of God. But the word of God spoken and released against that regarding my healing began to what subdue the spirit of infirmity, that it had to go. It could not rest because the word of God was evading that space. My spirit man was receiving what was needed. It was being fed so that it could superimpose, amen, it could arise, glory to God. It could overwhelm the tactics of the enemy trying to make me succumb to the infirmity. So I'm liking this conversation. It is an action and a commitment to the word of God being the center of our existence, like you said, Evangelist Melissa. And with that, I rest my mic. I rest my mic. Anyone can go forth. Amen. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear you. One thing I want to say, when we have faith, okay, the Bible speaks and says to have faith as a grain of mustard seed. You know, grain of mustard seed is, if you take a mustard seed and you scrape it and the little grains hit the table, that's a grain of a mustard seed. Now, what is supposed to happen to, as we have been saved for quite a while, our mustard seed is supposed to grow into a mustard plant. It has grown. And it's not supposed to stay as a grain of mustard seed no more. It is supposed to grow, mature into a plant. So when we have, you know, if you've been listening, hearing the word of God for quite a while, your faith is growing into a plant, and therefore your faith should be as if, you know, Jesus was throwing you up in the air, and then you coming down. You know, oh, he gonna catch me. He gonna catch me, and you know he gonna catch you because he's your father. And knowing that he loves you, that's another thing about faith. Knowing that he loves you. If you don't have the faith to sit there and say he loves me, then you done lost the foundation. As Bishop said, you done lost the foundation. So why give the devil your foundation to your house? You don't give him your foundation. You go head on and believe. Believe with everything. You have authority. Authority is like a police. If a police sit there and you say, well, this guy sit there and robbed me, and I know who he is, he over here did out. And the police say, oh, well, they some bad criminal. I can't go there. I can't go there and get them some bad criminal. Huh? You have authority. You have a badge. You have a gun. You have authority to go get them. Well, Jesus looking at us like, I gave you authority. And you don't sit there and take your authority to use your faith? No. Faith, as Bishop was saying, faith is like, if I put, okay, well, doubt is like if I take black ink and put it into a cup of milk, what happens to the milk? What color does it get? It gets dark. It gets dark because that doubt. But faith, it's like bleach. Taking bleach and put it into some water. And cleaning up everything, because it's faith is pure, it is pure, and you have to have your faith to walk this walk. If you don't have faith to walk this walk, then you already done bust up your foundation. Okay, I'm gonna pass it on.
Evangelist Melissa, your last thought was one of your thoughts you mentioned. I'd like you to elaborate on that if you would. Going back to your notes, you mentioned about faith and doubt cannot cohabitate in the same place, just like elect Bishop mentioned about the illustration of ink being placed into a glass of milk, all of it becomes tainted. So a little doubt can taint your faith and make it ineffective. Can you talk to us about that more? Amen.
Well, Agnew, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Good connection. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. We can't, as you were reiterating what I said, you know, basically, you know, we can't, you know, say that we have faith and then have doubt. Because anything that we say or do, our prayers, everything related to our spiritual life will become ineffective. Because we're just, you know, basically mouth, you know, let me see what the word I'm looking for. You know, we're just speaking it, but we, in our hearts, we're doubting, you know, what we're saying. We're not even, you know, people or don't believe what they say. You know, I am one that, you know, I pray for the Lord to always increase my faith. You know, when I was, as you know, many know my testimony, many don't, but, you know, my journey became a journey of faith. It wasn't about what, you know, I was seeking the hand of God to just move mightily in my life and bring complete healing. But, you know, the Lord began to show me that, you know, as we talked about last week, we have to know him. It's about a personal relationship with him and believe in who he is, not what he can do for us. And it wasn't until I began to pray for the Lord to give me that much, you know, I always thought that my faith was strong, you know, and until he started giving me that vision of that little mustard seed. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, me feeling that I had enough faith to that was bigger than a mustard seed. But obviously I didn't, you know, and that's where I always say that my journey became a journey of faith. And I prayed for the Lord to give me that faith, the size of a mustard seed. You know, I wanted to be able, you know, to elevate my faith, to stand on his word. You know, I want, you know, to be able to declare a thing. It says in the word of God, we shall declare a thing and it shall be done for us. You know, we can't waver in our faith, because if we waver just a little bit, everything we do, our, you know, our prayer life, you know, anything that we're trying to do, especially for the kingdom of God, is going to be ineffective. It's going to be a waste of time. You know, we have to stand on a solid foundation of faith that everything that we say, we believe. You know, we believe every word that was ever spoken out of the, you know, the mouth of God.
Amen. You know what?
You know,
what's
I've
good
always
too
believed
about
you. Go ahead.
You know what's good about this too is that when we believe, as the sermon said again, he is a rewarder to those. So he rewards those who believe. And one thing about boo-hoo, crying, doesn't please God. It does not please him. You can boo-hoo and cry all you want. And if the woman with the issue of blood would just boo-hoo and cry, and just boo-hoo cry while Jesus is there talking to her, she wouldn't be healed. But because
Amen.
she believed that Jesus could heal her. She had 12 years issue of blood. This lady was dying. She spent all her money trying to get healed. But she believed with our Lord and Savior right there. And he's right there in us when we get saved. As I'm going to say it again. When we get saved, he's right there in us. Now, we got to believe. When the doctors give
yes.
up on us, when the doctors give up, we got to believe, well, he going to heal me. He going to heal me. I believe it, because that's what he wants you to do. But then you're going to sit there and you're going to please him. He's going to say, who touched me? Who touched me? And you're going to sit there and see your healing come to manifestation. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on him, because this is the only thing that pleased him, where he's going to say, who touched me? And I'm not talking about physical touch. I'm talking about in touch. Touch him, you know, touch him where he's saying, ooh, somebody done touch. Somebody came up with their faith. I remember Bishop saying that her favorite subject about faith, you know, talking about the, I forget who, because it was mine too. I can't think. Bitch, can you tell us when you're talking about your favorite subject about faith? Okay, well, anyway, you want Jesus to sit there and say, who touched me? By believing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mm-hmm. sit there and see your situation change. Faith can change any situation. Okay, I'm gonna start.
You know, when you mentioned the woman with the issue of blood, you know, the same thing with her, you know, she had faith, but she activated her faith. She just knew, you know, she activated her faith. You know, all the promises of God are yes and amen, yet all the promises of God are not automatic. You know, the manifestation of those promises requires our participation. If many are in a position of waiting on God to move, when in reality, he is waiting on us.
Amen.
God is a faith God. Did you ever notice that nothing happened until he said something? He said, let there be light, and light was. Jesus spoke to the storm and the storm ceased. The disciples spoke to a crippled man to rise up and walk, and he was healed. So, you know, I just want to, you know, encourage everyone today by saying, you know, we were created in his image. And the word says, the works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works shall you do, because I go to the Father. God has freely given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. We said, and we've mentioned several times, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when faith comes, it gives substance to the promise you are believing for. You know, when we ask, you know, for something, you know, we just have to believe that we have received it.
Amen. This is so good. And you touch on the subject about this storm. See, when you come by hearing the word of God, you'll hear what God meant in the storm, because he wasn't just telling a story, for you to sit there and say, oh, well, the Bible story is just a story, you know. No, that's not what he was saying. He was letting you know, okay, if the disciples sit there and they seen the storm, just as you see the storms in your life, the waves get really high in your life, and they see no wave get so high, and the eyes was on the storm. It was on the storm. It wasn't on Jesus. As long as the eyes was on Jesus.
Amen.
That boat tossed and tossed. As long as they had Jesus, they didn't have done the work. You got Jesus right there in the boat. You got Jesus right inside of you. And when the storms get high, don't let him sit there and say, oh, ye of little faith. Don't let him say that. Let him sit, you know, your car note, your house note, all your bills, your children in and out of jail, you know, those are storms in your life. And you don't want them storms to get so high, because that's what the devil wants to do, get so high, and you believe that he's a deceiver. He wants you to be see deception. The storm get high, and you believing in it. I did it for many years. But I come to trust in Jesus and put my faith where faith counts. You know, like the Bible yeah. said, where faith abides, where faith abides. Okay, I can't think how what else to say about faith abides. Come on, you guys know it. Where faith abides, then something. You know the rest of it. I don't. I know it, but I can't get it on the tip of my.
Oh, it it's in Corinthians, is it? But these three, is that the one? Then the greatest of them is love. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, I believe that's it. Where it talks about faith abides, then grace. Where faith abides in grace, something. Anyway, let's go on, because we want the audience to get this faith, because this is going to be important for your walk, because you got a long walk on this earth with Jesus, and this is going to be very important for you to get this in your soul. Faith. I mean, if you don't have nothing else to do today, just keep on saying faith, and look up faith. If you have these problems in life, go to your word, go to your concordance and look up faith and start running down the line of faith, so that you can get this faith in your soul, because you have a long walk on this earth, and if you don't have faith to go ahead and walk, you're going to keep on falling. You're going to keep falling.
Is it the scripture?
Don't be like, go ahead, Bishop.
I know that there's a couple of scriptures that talk about abiding in him. I know that John 4 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Well, that's good, but that's not the one. That is good, though. I like that one.
Can I just interject something? Because I know the time is speeding past, and I want to make sure that
yes. That
because I think we're going to have to come back. Amen. If you two are available, this may be ongoing to the end of the year, because I'm sensing the importance of this topic of faith and how it is critical that the body of Christ apprehended, not make an intellectual assent to faith, but really gain the understanding as you're led by the Holy Spirit, the importance and the substance of it truly being your foundation. It is how you live in this earth realm, in this hour. And so I would ask, if you two are available, and maybe we'll have others that will join us, amen, that we're going to come back and talk some more about, have faith conversations is what I'm going to call it, for the remainder of, I think, well, as the Holy Spirit will lead us, in Jesus' name. But I just want to leave these last words, because we are getting close to the hour, and the producer has been so gracious to us. This indeed has been a powerful message, and it has indeed been a powerful, powerful message. And I would admonish those who are just joining us to check out the replay on YouTube, amen, and also the previous replay from last week regarding faith conversations. Woman of God, man of God, I bless you, and I thank the Lord for your obedience and coming and sharing with us from your hearts. And I can hear your passion regarding this topic of faith. And also, I just
want to, amen,
it certainly does. I certainly want people to be able to reach out to you, if you would give your contact information, if people would like to reach out to you. Can you give me your contact information, Evangelist Melissa and Elect Bishop Pointer?
Yes. Evangelist Melissa, you want to go first?
Yes, I can. I mean, you know, I can be found on, you know, several of the social media websites. If you're on Facebook, it's under just Melissa Ross, R-O-S-S. And I have Messenger, and you're welcome to reach out to me on there. I do have, I mean, my phone number, I'm happy to give it out, is actually 540-771-4889. And, you know, for the women out there, I do also have a website that I have on Facebook media that I've created called Sisters in Strength that I will be updating daily.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that. And again, she is on Facebook. Glory to God. Melissa Ross. And you have her telephone number, and you can also listen to the replay for the contact information. Elect Bishop, what is your contact information if people want to reach out to you or reach out to the ministry?
Yes.
In Jesus' name?
Yes. It is Daryl with two R's, two L, Pointer, like the pointer, like a pointer dog. And it would be, you would see my contact number on Facebook, which would take you to Facebook. You see my contact number, and you just go ahead and give me a call and let me know. You know, if you got something out of this, please let us know, because we want to know that we're getting to people who need to hear the word of God. And as I say, hear the word of God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless the both of you. I praise God for your humility and your humble hearts. You guys are so, so kind to come and spend time here on this platform with me and discuss this very important topic. People of God, do not doubt what God, the Spirit of the Lord, has released today in your hearing, particularly as it pertains to your faith in Jesus' name. It is going to be so critical. It is going to be so essential. It is going to be your foundation and the means in which you are able to endure and to stand and contend against the enemy in the days to come. We are certainly grateful for all that's been said and released in our hearing in Jesus' name. And I'm just going to ask my co-panelists, please close your mic. Amen. So we will have the background noise. We're coming to a close now. But I thank the Lord again for you being here with us. I thank the Lord for the teaching on this subject. And I pray that you will come back and be with us next Saturday here at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on here with Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Westbrook. Amen. On Elation Radio. I'm going to pray and close us out. Abba, Father, I thank you for your Spirit being present. I thank you for your manifested glory. I thank you, Lord God, that those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, those that will be listening to the YouTube replay, Lord God, let them experience, amen, a revelation of the word as it pertains to faith and where they are, that they may come into alignment with where you want them to be and the posture you want them to take in this hour. Let there be a great manifestation of your power and your presence, Lord God. Touch the life and nature of God within them and let change take place in them now in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Here we're having faith conversations at the Red Table. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, and YouTube for this platform. And for God's people, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your tents and borders in the name of Jesus, and grant you peace and grace in your affairs in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Evangelist Melissa, Elect Bishop Pointer, the Lord bless each and every one of you. All, please come back next Saturday for another Shabbat Saturday. And again, we all are on Facebook. You can find us, and we will be more than happy to share with you and to minister to you if need be in Jesus' name. Now, Dr. Kimmy Kim, thank you again. Please close us out, and may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God, in Jesus' name. We love you. Shalom, shalom.
things that